Welcome to another episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I'm Timory Hagenberger, the Nutrition Professor, and today I am recording this podcast in North Carolina. I just arrived for a fantastic conference called PPOD, and that stands for Plant-Based Prevention of Disease. I am so honored and thrilled to be here. I'm actually going to be on one of the panels speaking, and I'm so excited about all the learning adventures that I'm going to have this weekend. So I wanted to make sure that I recorded a podcast so that you had some content, but I look forward to many more podcasts related to the content that I'm going to be learning this weekend. Now, I just got off an airplane, so I thought that reading an article that I had written a little while ago about travel and protecting yourself during travel would be perfect timing. So enjoy. While most of us associate radiation exposure with having CT scans or x-rays done at either medical or dental visits, unless someone has an accident when they're away, vacation and radiation don't seem to go together. However, if you're flying the friendly skies, exposure to cosmic rays at very high altitudes can be more than you would imagine. In fact, a cross-country round-trip flight can expose you to nearly as much radiation as a chest x-ray. The problem with radiation is that it leads to DNA damage by way of oxidation or free radical formation. DNA damage raises our risk of developing all different types of cancer. No need to cancel your travel plans, though. Rest assured that there is something you can do to protect your cells. Eat nutrient-rich food high in antioxidants. Studies involving airplane pilots have shown that high intake of dietary antioxidants were associated with a significant decrease in cumulative DNA damage. It is also important to note that while foods rich in antioxidants were shown to be very protective and significantly reduce DNA damage, multivitamins or antioxidant supplements were not effective. As I remind my students on a regular basis, whole plant foods are highly superior to processed foods fortified with isolated nutrients or supplements. These individual nutrients do not function alone when naturally occurring in food. Rather, they work in concert with hundreds of other phytonutrients as essential instruments in a large symphony, enabling us to strengthen our immune defenses and achieve and maintain optimal health. The positive impact is magnified when a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds are enjoyed together as their phytonutrients work synergistically. When a good friend and her daughter were preparing for a recent trip to Romania, I made them a special care package of snacks to protect their cells from the ionizing radiation exposure associated with their plane flights. There were several key foods that I wanted to include, but I knew I had to choose items that were shelf-stable, relatively light, and easy to consume. Greens are the overachievers when it comes to protecting our DNA and bolstering our immune system. So I packed two sources of greens rich in chlorophyll, kale chips, and seaweed. Oranges not only provided vitamin C, a well-known antioxidant, but also caffeic acid, which has been shown to reduce cellular damage caused by gamma radiation. Brazil nuts were an easy choice, as they are not only high in vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant, but are also one of the most concentrated sources of the mineral selenium, which naturally increases the level of antioxidant enzymes in cells and stimulates DNA repair. Although often neglected, staying well hydrated while traveling is very important, and green tea is a wonderful beverage to consume on the flights. Green tea is a great source of EGCG, a superstar antioxidant, protecting cells from free radical damage. asking for a slice of lemon to squeeze into the green tea will boost the nutrition even more. No need to use hot water, as cold brewed tea may have the highest level of antioxidants, since those sensitive to heat remain active. I also found some green tea gum sweetened with xylitol, a sugar alcohol that does not promote cavities like sugar or destroy critical gut bacteria like do some artificial sweeteners. If you often get cold on flights as the air temperature in the cabin dips, you might want to bring along a little container of the dry mixture I put together for my friend. The ingredients that I was sure to include are off the chart in terms of their antioxidant power and have also been shown to be quite potent against radiation damage, namely rosemary, turmeric, garlic, and ginger. I made a broth mix with nutritional yeast, which contributes great flavor and is a source of all 9 essential amino acids, several B vitamins, selenium, zinc, iron, and specific phytonutrients associated with enhanced immunity and cancer prevention. I also added a teaspoon of powdered ginger and turmeric, both well known for their ability to offer significant protection for our cells, and a generous amount of Kirkland, Costco brand, organic no-salt seasoning, which brings together a plethora of antioxidants from 21 different herbs, spices, fruits, and vegetables, and packs a spicy punch. I actually keep a little container of this mixture in my office, and sometimes when I work late grading assignments, I add some plain dry oatmeal to the hot broth for a savory meal on the fly. Now back to vacation plans. The next time you head to the airport, be sure that you have packed a yummy snack bag that loves you back and keeps your cells happy, healthy, and strong. To reference the article that I read, you'll find that at my website, www.thenutritionprofessor.com. All you have to do is go to the search and type in travel and you'll find it. And you'll also see a picture of the snack bag that I prepared for my friends. Now, people have asked me about that broth mix and how much of each ingredient to use. I usually make up a little container, like I had said, that I keep in my office. And I start out with about 1/4 cup of nutritional yeast, and then at least 2 tablespoons of that Kirkland 21 seasoning salt-free blend. Any of those salt-free 21, 24 seasoning blends will work. And then I usually put in somewhere between 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of turmeric and the same for ginger powder. Now, if you're sensitive to those because they're pretty strong in flavor, you can start with a little bit less. But then I keep that mixture together and then I'll add it maybe 1 teaspoon, 2 teaspoons, 3 teaspoons, however much I feel like I want to add to some hot water to make the broth. As you can see, just a little bit of planning and preparation can enable you to have a tasty, convenient snack while everyone else around you on the flight is going to be relegated to whatever little packaged, processed food the flight crew hands out. You'll be nourishing yourselves and starting your vacation off with a nutritional boost. Can't wait for you to join me on the next episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Until then, please send me any questions that you have or potential topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes. I can be reached at my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, or directly via email at thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Have a wonderful week, and remember, life is better when you love the food that loves you back.